WCYB Digital Radio, this is today's cybercrime news. A private surveillance company sold access to nearly a half dozen powerful security flaws in Chrome and Android last year to government-affiliated hackers, according to Gizmodo. Cytrox, a secretive firm based in North Macedonia, allegedly sold access to 4 zero-day security flaws in the Chrome browser as well as one in the Android operating system. Its clients were government-linked threat actors in multiple foreign countries who used the exploits to conduct hacking campaigns with Cytrox invasive spyware, Predator. From TechCrunch, Zola, a wedding planning startup that allows couples to create websites, budgets, and gift registries, confirmed that hackers gained access to user accounts but denied a breach of its systems. The incident came to light after Zola customers reported that their accounts had been hijacked. Some reported that hackers had depleted their funds, while others said they had thousands of dollars charged to their credit cards. A non-profit-run hospital in Ontario, Canada, suffered a cyber attack last year that exposed decades' worth of data, Insurance Business Magazine reports. Ongoing investigations further uncovered that some data from OnPrior and District Family Health Team was compromised. The perpetrators potentially accessed sensitive information, including names, dates of birth, contact information, health card numbers, recent hospital visits, and diagnosis. Nearly 25% of all data breaches examined in the just-released 2022 Verizon Data Breach Investigations report involved ransomware, according to TechTarget. Attackers utilized stolen credentials, phishing, exploiting vulnerabilities, and botnets to compromise an enterprise network. Ransomware was present in almost 70% of malware breaches, according to the report, and accounted for nearly 80% of the attacks against very small businesses with 10 or less employees. From CM Today, the Auckland City Financial Crime Unit is investigating QX Limited, a self-proclaimed crypto platform, after multiple reports from victims that the platform is a scam. Suspicions began to rise in April when it first suspended withdrawals because it wanted to upgrade its website. However, the website was deactivated on the day the upgrade was completed. This means that all investors' funds disappeared with the deactivation. Police investigation revealed that the platform had registered in New Zealand in 2021, but all of the information used for its registrations were false. As of press time, there is no information on how much investors lost to the scam. Attorney General Carl Racine has sued Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg for allegedly failing to protect consumer data following the Cambridge Analytica data leak, ABC News reports. The lawsuit alleges that Zuckerberg was responsible for and had the clear ability to control Facebook's operation and enabled Cambridge Analytica to use consumer data. Meta, Facebook's parent company, declined to comment in response to a request from ABC News. Reporting for Cybercrime Radio, I'm Zach Hack.